No, it's not. I mean, the great hype about how much we're going to cooperate with France. France is mentioned once in this green paper, which does raise more questions than it answers. And but one of the reasons why it says we should cooperate with France more is for sort of financial reasons. That's the implication. If we share more operational responsibilities, and certainly if we buy the same kit, it'll be cheaper for both of us. There have been talks with the French.
And this will upset some people, won't it, teaming up with another country?
Well, the point of the government says it's going to that's going to upset some of the conservatives, the Tories, who are sort of, you know, quote, anti-European, unquote. Liam Fox, the Tory defence shadow secretary, said, and the French have told me today, that they've been talking to Tories as well, so it's not a big issue. So long as it's a bilateral relationship, it's not a, quote, beginning of a, quote, European army and stuff like that. And that also the green paper of the government says that, you know, the US, of course, remains our biggest ally and strongest ally. You know.
Now, we've heard the new chief of the army say Britain's involvement in Afghanistan could last 40 years. How does that prediction look today?
Well, I think, I think it was slightly sort of a loose talk there. I think he meant the army may be training there. There certainly won't be combat, British combat troops in Afghanistan for more than 2 or 3 or 4 years max, I think, is the expectation now, actually. But this, I mean, if we're talking about this green paper that came out today, it does raise more questions than it answers. And the big question is the huge $35 billion gap between what the armed forces are now, what the Minister of Defence have said the armed forces can buy, Trident missiles, aircraft carriers and fast jets and so on, and what the budget is likely to be year by year. And that's a big question for the next government, because Trident's going to stay, and that's what it excluded from this defence review. And so in the government today, Bob Ainsworth, the Defence Secretary, as Gordon Brown has said, we're going to keep these two new aircraft carriers. At least we're going to continue building them. And those two items themselves cost about $25 billion at least initially. And that's a huge chunk out of the $5 billion a year sort of defence procurement budget. So there are a lot of unanswered questions.
Now, it wasn't just future cuts under the microscope yesterday. David Cameron accused Gordon Brown of guillotining the budget for Iraq and Afghanistan.
What the Prime Minister has just said is completely at odds with what witness after witness has said to the Chiltern Inquiry. Let's listen to what they said. The former Defence Secretary said we now have fewer helicopters because of the decisions he took as Chancellor. The former Chief of the Defence Staff, General Walker, said money was taken out of the helicopter budget. We've had soldier after soldier who's complained about lack of body armour, vehicles and equipment. And we now know the service chiefs threatened to resign en masse. Isn't it time the Prime Minister admitted to his mistakes that he made when he was Chancellor?
How vulnerable is Brown on this issue?
He'll certainly be questioned on it when he gives evidence to the Chilcot Inquiry at the end of this month or beginning of March, because many witnesses to the Chilcot Inquiry, senior civil servants, some ministers, Jeff Hu, the Defence Secretary at the time, and a lot of military commanders too, of course, have said that we were squeezed at the crucial time, 2003, the year of the invasion of Iraq, and afterwards, 2004, also when we were thinking of moving in heavily into Afghanistan, which we did make a decision that year as well on. Now, Brown tries to dismiss this. He says the defense secretary at the time, Jeff Hoon, said he was very happy. But he is vulnerable. He is vulnerable because these people who complain about the Treasury cuts or Treasury squeeze on the defense budget at that crucial time can't, you know, be all making it up.